it was a sad spectacle. I watched it on TV, but at the same time, I was not surprised because it just shows the extent to which systems are broken down. He himself was saying that it would not be possible to give that money through any other channel, and it reaches the youth. And indeed, most of the money that are sent through different channels to they never reach, the money never reaches its destination, which is a problem of his own creation, because he has never focused on building institutions or setting functioning systems in place. So he's basically caught up in a situation of his own making. But on the other side, of course, it's unfortunate that the head of state would be, you know, carrying a sack of cash to give to youth. It was quite surprising that even the president would be caught up in a situation of that nature, to be seen carrying money to hand over to youth in the district where he went.
But General Muntu, supporters are saying it's important for him to be near the youth, to encourage them in their endeavor to produce, in the agricultural production that the youth has been involved in, to produce food for the country. And this, they think it's a welcome gesture. Why do you disagree?
Ordinarily, there are departments of government or ministries that ordinarily would be handling such programs. Why would the president have to carry money to give to a youth program down at the grassroots level, when there are ministries, when those ministries have departments at the district level?
Now, but they say that, well, he is the president, and if he sees the need for it, why wouldn't he act? You know, why do you fault him for acting to the benefit of the youth?
Even when you are a president and you want to act, you act through established systems. If they were, the unfortunate thing is that there are no the systems that in place don't function at all. You know, the whole government machine is leaking like a sieve when it comes to the channeling of funds. That's why I suspect he himself is in a dilemma. Of course, he would want to give this money to the youth, not actually so much because of the projects that are running, but as a way of continuing with his patronage networks. The unfortunate part, though, is ordinarily, you could have sent it through banks, and they would possibly reach accounts of the heads of departments at the district level that would distribute it. But if it goes through those channels, most likely it would not reach, just like is happening in other government departments, health, education, and all others. So it's a dilemma in two ways. One, that the systems are not functioning, that money doesn't reach where it's intended to reach. But two, the sad thing is that the president would not be doing that, what he did, and he's not doing it because of the projects that the youth would be carrying out. But basically, I think he's preparing for 2016. That's what I'm reading in this program that he has just started. It's not that this one was publicized, but I know that he's been giving money to different projects elsewhere, which were not covered by the press.
Some supporters of his are saying that the opposition is just being cynical for the president to act in good faith to help the youth, and that the criticisms are unjustified. What is your reaction to that?
If he wants to have support for any project, the support should be through the budgeting process. Whatever money is supposed to be given to whatever project, it should be in the budget and should be channeled through the rightful channels to reach its destination, rather than a president carrying money. Because maybe next what we see is the minister is also carrying money, and then the permanent secretary is carrying money, and then the district commissioner is carrying money. It's a primitive way of doing things.